jaw, beasts. What flickers in the mind's eye when you hear the word? I would wager that most of you visualize the dead that now walk among us. Those vacant eyes, clouded over. Those devouring mouths, always slack. And the smell, yeah, that probably comes to mind too. Rot. Some of you may conjure up a beast of the field, a bull or a swine, wishing their finest cuts were upon your plate. Fewer still might consider the beast of the wild, a black bear wading across a stream, a nasty swamp gator more than a century old, drifting through the bayou, searching, hungry for a critter with warm blood to sink her teeth into. The nature of the beast is not what I am asking you to contemplate. What I encourage you to mull over for the moment is what beasts all have in common. Big, small, fearsome or timid, the common thread between them all is the limit of their thoughts. Think about that. A beast is limited in thought. A beast has a one-track mind. A beast thinks only about its own survival. It doesn't care about anything else. So allow me to pose a question. Are we simply beasts? Are we so beaten down, so base, that the only pursuit we can conceive is survival? Are we no longer capable of dreaming, of creation? Have we so completely blinded ourselves to the great achievements of our glorious past that we are willing to let it all disintegrate into dust because we are afraid to die? The way I see it, the answer to every single one of these questions should be a resounding no.